Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Happy Monday, everybody. This is Tony Green, Psychic Medium. I just wanted to start the show by saying I hope you had an absolutely fabulous weekend. And if you celebrate Halloween, I hope you had a lot of fun celebrating it. So today I'm going to jump right in and take callers. So when I say your area code, please tell me your name and where you're calling from, and then a question or a connection to the other side, and I will do the best I can to help guide you through this life. And it's not me, it's you know, loved ones, angels. I always say angels from the other side that are guiding you. So let's get right into it today. I'm going to go to 216. Hello, 216. How are you today?
Hi. Oh, this is the first time calling in.
Oh, congratulations. A lot of people call in for months trying to get through. Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm usually working during the day. Well, that is my question. Right. I have a clear question. My contract ended on Friday, and I want to see if you see me getting another offer soon.
Now, you are going to get another offer soon. It's going to come in within the month, meaning probably, I'm guessing that means within November. Actually, within a two-week period, you're going to hear something. And then by the end of the month, everything should be put together in a nice little package with a bow on top.
Okay. So cute.
That's what they're showing me. They are saying, don't stress about this. Just, you know, you have a tremendous amount of faith and you try to always be optimistic, but you do let that. Sometimes we have those worries and concerns and we let them override our faith. And they're saying, don't do that. As you fall asleep every night, just be in that space where you are knowing everything is taken care of, that you are divinely taken care of, and that this is coming to you. So I'm going to do a clearing right now. If I ask there's something stopping or blocking her from moving forward, I get a yes. So for you, anybody else listening or re-listening to the show, we're gonna clear that right now. In the first place, I feel that is in my chest. So if anybody else feels that in their chest, yes.
I know.
Yes. I think everybody does in today's world. And it's so normal that people don't even realize they're worrying as much as they are any longer. Like it's just become such a normal part of our daily thinking or daily process of thinking, however we would say that.
a new company, though. It's not going to be anything from the past, right? I don't want to go back to another
show. No, it's brand new. It's brand new. It's and I feel like, here's what I'll tell you. This company isn't even on your radar yet. Okay. So you might think, oh, I know about this company, like even not companies from the past, but new companies that you've reached out to. I feel like this company isn't even on your radar yet. It's coming in. Okay. It's brand new. Okay? So I hope this was absolutely helpful. And just keep the faith. Oh, thank you so much. And actually say thank you to your angel, because that's who it comes from. So make sure you high-five them and tell them thanks. And please give me a call back and let me know when everything.
I want to listen to your readings, too, so you can go to your next reader, your next person.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. And please, yeah, because I'll keep clearing different things throughout the show, so it really works out perfectly for everybody. So thank you again for calling in, and I look forward to hearing from you in the future.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Okay, I'm going to go to the very next caller, and that is 773. And then the 74 are the next numbers, because there's a couple 773s on here. Hi, 773. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm awesome. How can I help you today?
Okay. I recently met this young lady, and we've been talking and stuff like that, and I just want to see, do you see anything moving forward with this young lady?
Yeah, it is. I do see things moving forward, but I feel like this is like a game of, almost like they're using the term hopscotch, which I have not even thought about that since I was a child. so this is like I don't know how even to compare a relationship to hopscotch. I'm so 100% serious on this, but they're saying it's a little bit like two step forward, one step back. So don't get frustrated. Don't, you know, take your time getting to know her, but be sincere and be vigilant is the term they're also using. It's important for you to be vigilant. I'm sorry?
No, I'm listening. I'm listening to what you're saying.
Okay, gotcha. So I see it moving forward. You just have to take your time, pace yourself, and be very vigilant about this situation, okay?
Okay. All right.
Perfect.
Sounds
perfect.
Good.
Please keep me posted, and thank you so much for calling in today.
All right, thank you.
You are welcome. Okay, I am going to go directly to 551. Hello, 551. How are you today?
Hey, how are you?
I am good. How is everything going?
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
New Jersey. It's been going. It's been pretty good. It's like ups and downs. Like, I want to say the other day, I left my part-time job, and I'm looking for a change. I was thinking about moving, so I just wanted to really get some clarity and figure some things out about that.
Okay, so let me because I feel like you might be talking through your car, so it's a little in and out. So I'm just gonna say I think you want to know if you're going to be moving. Is that accurate?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, perfect. That's so much better. Thank you so much. Okay, so relocation is an option at this point. Be very careful if you decide to relocate right now. You might have one or two problems if you decide to relocate right now. It might be a little bit rushed.
I was thinking more so January 1st.
Okay. Let me look at that. Because they're telling me you want a lot of changes and you want them right now. And even though there's a part of you that's very practical, you're willing to just jump into something just to have something new right now. And they're saying, don't do it. So just because if you find a place that's available now, because I feel like this is what's possible for you right now. Like, these things are going to pop up and you're going to think, oh my goodness, this is so perfect. I'm just doing it. I don't care. Don't. It will be very problematic. Okay. Be patient over the next 4 months. You are going to be impulsive like you cannot believe over the next 3 months. And at that 4 month mark, it will start to subside. So when it comes to men jobs and relocating, control your need or urge to be impulsive and jump on something, literally and figuratively, they are saying, be very patient with things. I'm going to tell you, the January, if you start looking now and you plan strategically for January, it would be okay. May is the month that would be strongest for the actual move. But
May?
If you go in January, it would be good. January will be okay. May is the strongest month for a move. That doesn't mean you have
Atlanta.
To wait until then. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you want to relocate to another state, that's really good. You have to be careful where you're going to because, again, you feel like you want something new, exciting, wild. You want to be shaken a little bit. You want to, like, be awoken a little bit, but you're chasing the wrong thing, they're saying. Okay? They want you to slow down. They want you to, they actually are saying you're running. You're trying to run a lot, running from things like, and you need to just sit back, relax, and really think about what's in Atlanta. What do you think is in Atlanta that you can't get where you are, besides the nice summers, the nice winters, I'm saying. You know, that's logical. But you're trying to, like, almost escape things right now. And you feel like if you do something big and adventurous, you're going to be, I'm trying to search for the right word for this. Just be very, very careful of the things you decide now, because these things will not be easy to undo once you do them. Does that make sense to you? Relocating is a really good idea. If you relocate to another state, great. Just be very well thought out. Research the area very well, and do not be impulsive with your choices. That is everything you are hearing right now, okay?
Okay.
Excellent. Well, I hope I get a call back from you letting me know how everything turns out and what your choices were.
All right. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Have an amazing rest of the day. Okay, I'm going to go directly to caller 604. Whoops, hold on, 604. There we go. 604 should be live now. Hello.
Hi, thank you so much. I am Charlene, and I'm
Charlene.
The British Columbia area in Canada. Hi.
Oh, beautiful. Well, thank you for calling. How are you today?
I'm good. Ultra anxious about a few things, and money is probably the first and foremost concern at the moment in my world. So, go ahead.
Okay. So, yeah, I feel, so the first thing I'm going to do, because I just feel this hit me in the face, like you feel like you are out of options almost.
Yep.
And you don't know which way to turn right now. So we're going to clear that right away, because there's always a way. There's always a path. We're just, sometimes we get so in our head or we're so looking at what's going on that we can't see what's available. So we're going to start clearing that now. And I'm going to tell you that you're going to have some money luck coming in a month. Okay? I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a month. It's going to be a trickle that turns into a storm. I hope that makes sense to you. Of money, not a literal life.
Well,
you're going to go through another bad storm, because I think you had just about enough bad storms. I feel like you're going to have to take two actions to make this happen. So when they say you're going to have to take two actions, that might mean like the first action might be looking for secondary or primary income, and the second action would be taking it. I feel like there's going to be cash coming your way, though. I feel like you're going to get, and when they say cash coming in, sometimes that means like a gift of money or an inheritance. Sometimes it just means cash can be from getting like a part-time cash position someplace. But I feel like I see cash. I see like cash in your hand, not like paychecks, like cash in your hand. So whatever this is, I feel like there's cash coming to you. And it's going to be a trickle, and then it expands and it gets bigger. I want you to keep all of your options open. This is what they're saying, not me. Keep all of your options open. Keep all of your judgments, I guess, about things, let them go, because there's something coming in, and in the past you would have maybe thought, no way, not going to happen, but it ends up being your saving grace, okay? So whatever this is that's coming in, somebody, and I almost feel like I'm hearing this, but be open to however it comes to you. It's almost like somebody introduces you to something. It's almost like somebody tells you about something. So for an example, I'm not saying this is it, but for an example, a lot of people are very, very opposed to multi-level marketing or products like in America, it would be called like Mary Kay, where you're a distributor and you get people under you, so that MLM sort of thing. But then if the right product comes along, all of a sudden they don't even care that it's an MLM, because they just believe in the product so much and it takes off. Believing in something can make it, and being very excited about it, it's the energy of how you feel about it that will make it take off. Now, for you, I'm not saying what's coming in for you is an MLM, but what I am seeing is this is cash in hand, cash in hand, cash in hand. Be very open to however they bring this to you, and be very, 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 very vigilant about it. And if you like it, who cares what anybody else thinks? Go for it. I can give it to you in about a month, within a month, or right around that month's time. Everything is going to be opening up for you. So there's something blocking money coming to you. Nope, I get a no on that. She is blocked. You personally are blocked. So we're going to start clearing that for you, anybody listening, anybody re-listening. And again, this hits me right in that chest area, but like closer to the throat. Like, so I'm going to say again, as this clears of you being blocked personally, that you're going to start to see all different opportunities. Pay attention and be excited. Like the statement that they're using for you is be excited like a child looking at a piece of chocolate with the opportunity, like just like, oh, my gosh. Don't think about what can go wrong. Focus on what can go right, and then just make it a reality for you. But I do feel like the first money that comes in is cash in hand, and you use that money wisely to bring more cash in hand. Does this make sense to you? Probably not, but it will. It will.
Okay. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And the clearing work, you can listen and re-listen to this show, and it will clear even more. And my past shows have more clearings specifically, very specifically on finances and relationships and just moving forward with work and such. And if you re-listen to some of the past shows and get those clearings, even though it's a show from the past. It's your angels, the Holy Spirit, that are coming in and doing this clearing work, and it'll be, all of that will be cleared out of you in no time, and you will find your life moving forward in quite a magnificent way, I'd like to say.
Beautiful. I'm ready. So ready.
Yes, I know, I can hear it in you. You are at a point, it's so funny. You used to have this beautiful waterfall of abundance. They're literally showing me this beautiful waterfall of abundance used to come to you, and something happened. So I'm going to clear whatever that is. And it was something very, very sad. And it just stopped the waterfall. And all of that water is sitting at the top waiting to fall again. But whatever happened, which was very, very sad, it's stopping it. It almost put you in a state of fear, and it stopped everything. So we're just gonna start clearing that, or the angels are gonna start clearing that. If you feel a little bit emotional, it's okay. It's that sometimes when something that was very sad or emotional is clearing, it can bring that feeling up. Just let it go. It's okay. Breathe through it. And again, get ready, because when that waterfall starts to come down, it will be a drip, a drip, a drip, a drip, and then it's like the dam broke and it all falls upon you again. So believe in abundance. Believe that you are divinely taken care of. Believe and know with every ounce of your being, you specifically, everybody does, your angels are sitting there like with their head on their hand on their head going, come on, we're just waiting. Hello, come on, we want to work. Let's get going again. So just believe that and know that with every ounce of your being, they're waiting for you to be ready, and you should be ready by tomorrow to take off and start getting yourself back to where you were, okay?
Thank you so much.
Absolutely, my pleasure. I'm so grateful that you called in today, and I hope you have an absolutely miraculous month.
Thank you. Bless your heart.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay, we are on such an incredible roll today, and I am loving this so absolutely much. I'm going to go to 415. Hello, 415. How are you today?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you.
Oh, awesome. How can I help you?
I would like to hear about the ringing in my left ear.
Tonight. Oh.
And
really?
Any, you know, messages coming to me and whatever, I've heard all that, but I've had enough of it, you know.
You've had enough of what? I didn't understand how you. Oh, the tinnitus.
Oh, it's just frustrating. Okay. I'm just very frustrated with it.
Okay, so I want you to do me a favor. I want you to silently ask your angels to subside the ringing, because
yes, I have for years,
and it's still just as it's still so loud. Okay, let me see if I can. Let's see, should we clear this? Should we, what do we do with this ringing in her ear? You know what? I am hearing, and I'm getting goosebumps on it because I'm questioning what they're saying. You don't want to hear what you're being told, or you don't want to listen to something.
Okay.
And I don't know if this is accurate or not. Sometimes we're in life and we're going down a road, and we might feel like this is the road I'm supposed to be on, so I'm going to stay it, even though I don't have passion, or I really love this, but I'm going over here, or I'm staying in this, even though I know it's not the best for me. Sometimes that's when they really start talking loud to us. But what I'm going to say is, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask them, can they communicate differently with you? Yes. Okay, so let's do that, and let's clear the ringing. I'm not going to call it tinnitus. I'm going to call it the ringing because, well,
okay,
they're very specific. So we'll see what
yes.
happens. I can't guarantee that this is going to happen. If the ringing clears, please do let me know. But if it is your angel speaking to you and you are clearing this, they're just going to come at you and in your face a different way, literally in your face another way.
Sure. I accept I accept other forms of receiving messages.
Oh, sometimes, my love, other forms are dramatic changes we are not ready for because we were in denial that we needed those changes in the
positive
first place.
Ease and grace. All that.
Yes. So I'm going to ask you, I'm seriously going to ask you to, and I'm sure you've done this, I'm quite positive you've probably meditated quite a few times, and just keep doing that, though, because that is the easiest way to calm all of it. So, and do it for as long as you can, because I feel like that is going to calm everything. I'm asking them to show you signs and symbols. I'm asking them to show you in dreams. And
yes.
I'm asking them to show you in verbiage from other people. So verbiage from other people is when somebody comes up to you and tells you something, and then you might not want to hear it, but you'll hear the message repeatedly from several different people. I always say, if you hear a message once, pay attention to that message. By the second time you hear it, you have to know it's meant for you. By the third time, you had better start making a plan to make those changes, because the fourth time is the action. It's the action play. They're like, okay, we're done talking. We're gonna knock you on your butt, and we're going to show you where you're supposed to be, because you keep praying to us that you want these changes and you want this life and you want it to look like this, but then you're not doing what you need to do to get there. You want to keep everything you have, but make everything else change. And what we need to do now is show you that you need to make the steps on this. I'm not going to say that's your life specifically, but that is what came through me. So follow your heart, live with love, and I hope the ringing subsides and you get the messages in a much more eloquent way. Okay? And one thing, when the ringing gets a little too much for me, there's a spot, if you go in your ear, not in it, but out that little bump in the front of your ear, right in front of it, it's your, like almost your TMJ spot. It's where your jaw joint meets. If you go behind that little bump and you push just a little bit, just a little, put a little pressure there, it will help to subside some of it. It'll calm it a bit for a little while, and then go to the other side and do the same. Because sometimes when I'm falling asleep, the ringing gets pretty intense, but then I just say, use your words. I'm pretty direct. I'm like, use your words.
I'll try that.
I do, but it's, you know, some people say the ringing is like downloading information.
Right.
And I always go, use your words. That's like my favorite to certain people in my life and to the angels. Just use your words. Just tell me. So just all around that TMJ joint or that jaw joint, the upper part, the middle part, and right below it, just kind of massage that, push on it, not the joint itself, but right above it, behind it, and below it. And you know there's like a little bone there. And just do that area, and you will notice a huge difference. Okay?
Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome, and have an amazing rest of the week. I do want to know.
You too.
Please do let me know. Thank you so much. Okay.
All right.
Bye for
week.
Now.
Bye-bye.
You too. Thank
bye
you.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye for now. Okay. I absolutely 100% want to thank everybody so much for listening in. Remember, I'm here every Monday at noon for 30 minutes to answer your questions or help you connect to loved ones on the other side. If you did not get through today, please, please connect with me next week. And next week is also my TV show, so there's two opportunities next week to connect with me. Make sure that you're taking advantage of that. If you follow me on Blog Talk, iHeart, or any of the other venues you're listening on, you will be notified immediately when shows are available.